Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Friday here on the show. Fun Friday on Observer Live. And what a fun time we're going to have today. I will be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler. And we have got, well, news to talk about, as we always do. There's updates on WrestleMania plans, and SmackDown is tonight, a three-hour show. There's a AAA debut on Fox in Mexico tomorrow, and TNA Genesis is taking place tomorrow, Collision, all sorts of shows. We've got Street Profit updates, we've got Creative Team updates, and... who cares about any of that? I know why you're all here. We have to talk about the debut of TNA on AMC. A freaking atrocious show. Holy smokes, it was bad. Yes, we will talk about it, everybody, here on the program. And I got a lot to say, because I've watched TNA. I can't say that I've watched every single show they've ever done, because that would be a lie. I've not been watching the weekly television of late. I've been watching the pay-per-views. I watched it religiously from its very, very beginnings up through 2014, 2015 or so. And if ever there was a TNA wrestling program, well, this was it. So we're going to talk about it here on the show today. And all the rest of the news, if you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is email. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I am at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. So a lot to get into here today. As noted, Filthy Tom Lawler will join us. And yes, we probably will start with Impact, but we shall see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Meet Lee Platts, a renter whose possessions fill not only her apartment, but also the darkest corners of a mini storage unit, a land of both truth and fiction. Truth, everything inside is protected by Progressive. Fiction, one day Lee will fit into her clothes from senior year of high school. Renters, discover coverage for what you love and what you can't get rid of in Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian. I'm already exhausted. Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today.
I guess you could say TNA had quite an impact on you.
Yeah. Proud of yourself. Tom, what did you think of that show?
It was not a very good professional wrestling show. I think that TNA had, I don't know, months to come up with a show that would appeal to first-time viewers, to long-time viewers, to wrestling fans in general. And they failed to provide that, I think, last night. I don't know what... what they were thinking.
Bro, it sucked. Why are we sugarcoating this?
I already said it sucked.
God.
It was not good. It was actively bad. What would you like me to say? There was almost no wrestling.
Nope.
The best match on the show was marred with a horrific ending. Like, I don't even know what was happening.
Oh, my
God. And how Kazarian and Santana ended up in the predicament that they were in at the end of that match, but... it was a miss on virtually all cylinders.
Well, I think we will wait till the final segment to do the full review, but I will say that this show was terrible, okay? It was terrible as a show, all right? And if we're just looking at it as like, hey, I'm going to watch TNA this week. Oh, man, that show was horrible. If you add in that it was the AMC debut, it... plummets many levels below terrible because, you know, I watch a lot of wrestling and you have actually watched a lot of TNA debuts, in fact.
You know what? I was just looking at all those shows and this is par for the course.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even on the very first TNA show, it's like a 3-minute opener and it's the Flying Elvises defeating AJ Styles, Jerry Lynn, and Low Key in minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then on, you know, Impact on Spike, it's the same thing. It's like short 2-minute matches, and that was a huge deal for them when they debuted on there. So, Look at this. Monty Brown defeats Lex Lovett in 1 minute.
Yeah.
Jeff Hardy defeats Rhino in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That was their Spike TV debut.
Yeah, I just watched it. You know, here's the point, okay? Sometimes there are things in wrestling that I don't like, but I get it, okay? For example, whenever WWE moves to a new network, they have to do that deal where Michael Cole is just like, he's dumbing down everything, and he's over-explaining everything. And yeah, it's irritating, but you know what? I get it. We're moving to a brand new network. Like, there were 1,000 problems with this show, but one of them was, half the time the announcers are like over-explaining stuff like they should, and the other half, they're just presuming we've been watching this thing since day one. And it's like, half this show, I don't know what in God's name is going on. And I don't watch the weekly TV, okay? I do watch the pay-per-views. I'm freaking lost for half of this show. Then there's the wrestling. It's like, okay, everyone here is going, there was 30 minutes of wrestling in a two-hour show. No, there wasn't, okay? Maybe there was 20. And of that 20, a lot of it, they would start a match and go immediately to a commercial and come back for like 3 or 4 minutes of action. If there was 15 minutes of actual wrestling that we saw in that two-hour show, I would be surprised. One talking segment, angle. It's just one after another, after another, after another. And then finally we get to the end of the show, and it's a main event that's actually good.
The crowd's loving it. They're hot. They're chanting, this is awesome.
And they screw everything up at the end. Like, they did a spot, and granted, you know, you can argue that this sucked, but I don't think it sucked. Santana takes, he goes for a powerbomb. It gets countered. Kazarian hits him with a Canadian destroyer. And Santana pops to his feet, the fighting spirit, he fires up, and he hits his spin the block lariat or whatever. The crowd is going nuts. I don't care about this no-sell gimmick, whether it's good or bad. These fans were going wild. And he covers this guy, and the ref goes, one! Two people are counting long, two! And he hits three! And Kazarian had kicked out. But the ref kicked three anyway. He hit three anyway. And I'm like, what? And then they decide to do some other spot. And, like, I don't know what Kazarian was trying to do. Like,
he tried a rolling knee bar.
A front rolling cradle that screwed up into a knee bar or something. And they both fall down. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then by the time they finally hit the spin the block at the end,
Kazarian got up,
dead.
Kazarian got up and went for spin the block and missed. And then he got leveled with it. It was a calamity of errors.
It was. And you know what? You know what? We're actually reviewing the show here. So they did that deal where he kicks out of the spin the block after no-selling a destroyer, which was a freaking awesome finish. They could have just gone home right there. It would have been great. But instead, they had to keep going. The match got aggressively worse. Finally, they get to the finish, and it's like so close to the end of the show, they have to go off the air. And so are you even aware, guys, that they shot...
I saw this today.
The big angle for Saturday's pay-per-view after the show had already gone off the air. If they just would have ended the match when it was awesome, when it was a perfect ending, they probably would have had time to put this angle on television. But because they had to do more... Well, you guys know what the angle was? They shot an angle afterwards. I don't even know if I wrote it down. But anyway, they now have a main event for the pay-per-view, which if you only watch the TV, you have no idea about this because nothing was announced actually on television about this.
No, they did say that there was going to be a rematch regardless of who won.
Mike Santana. Okay, that's fine and all, but like Mike Santana will defend the title against Kazarian in a Texas death match. With Nick Nemeth, who has the Call Your Shot briefcase in his back pocket, as the special referee. All of that announced off the air. Bro, like this was such a TNA show. They just are all in their own way. That segment with the concierge, I mean, oh my God, how did that make television? They bring back Dixie Carter, who is booed out of the freaking building.
Listen, I'd be booing too if I was live and that hottie walked out in a poncho like she did, completely covered up.
Are you happy? God! This show is horrible. This was like the show that you presented to new viewers on AMC. Viewers like me who have not been watching the weekly television but thought, you know what? I can record this on my YouTube TV. You know, I got no other shows Thursday night. I'm going to add this to the rotation. And you gave me this show. You're expecting after this show that I am going to tune into this program next week. That's what you were expecting after this show? Very low rated on Cage Match, Lasting said. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know.
This Mr. Elegance.
Dude, it was like an...
They had the opportunity to... They promised a big makeover. They had an opportunity to bring out anyone. They could have had Trevor Murdoch. They could have had
anybody. Trevor Murdoch?
Yeah! Give him a makeover! You know what I mean? Do something. Give me a makeover. They could have had anybody. Instead, they brought out AJZ. You know who that is?
I do now.
It's Nick Nemeth's cousin.
Okay.
AJZ, who I don't think has been on TNA up until this point, and if he has, certainly was not in a prominent featured role. And then they present him like we're supposed to remember him from the past. Like, I was baffled by this. And then he interfered.
Okay, we'll talk about the show later, but sports fan goes, can I change my vote for worst major show of the year? Well, no, because this is this year. You got a whole year to find a worse show. Back in a moment to talk news, and then we'll get to the full review, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling. So Dante's mad.
Yeah, Dante Martin didn't like you critiquing
and
making fun of the spot.
Is that right?
When Wheeler Yuta did the front flip over the
ropes. Yeah, I forgot I was the only guy that made fun of that spot. You found a match with Vinny from Tulalip Championship Wrestling that was funnier? I mean, he was right, but still. That's the comparison you're going to make, Dante Martin, to a match I had with Vinny in Tulalip Championship Wrestling? I'm not sure if that's the best burial right there. Hey, listen. I'm going to be a professional and do news before we get into this TNA review, because there's actually a lot going on. So let's try and do as much as we can in this 12-minute segment here. SmackDown tonight, which is actually taking place right now, has got an appearance by Drew McIntyre, who apparently is super over.
What a big surprise.
Yeah. We got Randy Orton versus The Miz in a qualifier. The Miz has not won a singles match in 23 months.
I think this is the one.
Yeah. I mean, he could win by DQ and Trick Williams costs him or something. Solo Sikoa versus Damian Priest qualifier. Matt Cardona, Trick Williams qualifier, and Sami Zayn and Ilya Dragunov. And we also have the United States Open Challenge with Carmelo Hayes. The four qualifying match winners go to a four-way. Next Saturday, Saturday night's main event, winner gets the shot at Drew at the Royal Rumble. And we'll talk about Genesis later. A couple of notes from TNA. So, and actually we'll get to later. We'll do this later because it all has to do with TNA. Like, they literally lost wrestlers as the show was going on, which is pretty incredible. Pretty impressive. So, WWE's changed course for its Mania 42 main event. Listen to this. Triple H. Says, the way it was explained, Dave says in the Observer, Paul Levesque took another look at the Rumble to Mania plan direction and decided that doing a Rhodes versus Reigns match for the third time in 4 years and spending months building that direction would lead to audience fatigue. I said that! Took them that long to figure out that doing a fourth or a... God. He says a third. I guess it is. A third main event. They had two singles and a tag. So yeah, that's been changed. They made Drew the WWE champion. The decision was made within 48 hours of the title change taking place. So, we are told that Reigns will be the odd man out of the WWE title picture, which is interesting. So that sounds like it's not going to be like
a three-way.
Or Roman Reigns and Punk, which is what I thought. But yeah, look at me. Killing another major match. Jeez.
Roman Reigns has been gone for the majority of the year. He hasn't been featured. To me, it would seem odd to have him in the main event when really there's been nothing leading up to that. He comes back. He gets beat up. He disappears, comes back, makes a big return, gets beat up, disappears. So I'm okay with it.
Dave also wrote regarding creative, William Regal's role is not really creative. His role is to critique the style and believability of the matches during the shows. What a job. Michael Hayes is a day of the show producer, part of the creative on the biggest shows.
Hold on.
Yes.
The believability?
Yeah.
Huh.
Paul Heyman is involved with the long-term discussion. As well as being hands-on with the creative of his people, which includes The Vision, Lesnar, and Reigns. Nick Khan, even though it's denied publicly, also has a voice when it comes to creative, but the only one he deals with is Paul Levesque. He doesn't directly deal with the creative team. So there you go. That's what's going on with creative. Kota Ibushi.
I could have cared less about that update.
Kota Ibushi says, medically, I have 1 year and 9 months left. I'll cure you in 9 unnecessary months. That means I'll be back in 2026, he claims. I've caused trouble for Kenny. In return, I can't say for sure, but I'll do it. I've gained the power to send out new energy. Shall I teach you bald guys
Excuse
that you have no...
Excuse me.
This is all in reference to that storyline they're doing in AEW. But the key is, Ibushi, and by the way, if you watch the Tokyo Dome...
I'm sure he believes it. That's the key.
If you watch the Tokyo Dome, and you saw Kota Ibushi coming out for that Tanahashi retirement ceremony, that guy claims he's going to be back in 2026. That's this year. I don't know, man. And if he is, I think that's a bad idea.
I don't know. He made it to the ring faster than Naito.
Well, for completely different reasons. This guy should not be coming back this year. Everything on the menu with Braun Strowman has been renewed for a second season.
I covered this yesterday, Brian.
Excellent.
Big news.
I don't watch it, but that does probably mean that SmackDown will be back to 2 hours in July for a while.
Hey, apparently this was one of the highest rated new television shows last year.
It's a wrestler eating.
Well, he's no longer a wrestler. He's just a guy allowed
to
be
that is
a former wrestler.
That he's no longer a wrestler, but they're allowing him to use the Braun Strowman name.
Well, one of the executive producers is Paul Levesque.
Well, there you go. I'm surprised they don't bring him back for something. Like, he's good in small doses. You know,
I was surprised they got rid of him when they did, to be fair. I mean, maybe he had a big contract, but I thought
I'm sure he did.
Kind of at his peak.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The thing was, he was older.
Slower, but...
He was older and he was slower and he was limited. But at the same time, they wanted to push a giant. Every giant they came up with, poor Shankly and Omos and all these guys. And it was like Strowman was better than
Commander
all of them.
Commander Aziz.
Yeah, he was better than all of them. But I guess they got Omofemi now, who really is not that tall, but he's one of those guys that, like, he's like Lesnar. You know, there's something about his physique.
He presents himself.
He looks like he's 6'10", but he's actually not. So I think Trick Williams is actually 3 inches taller probably than Obafemi. But if you don't see them in the ring together, it's like, Obafemi looks like he's 7 feet tall and three feet wide.
They also shoot him from the ground up.
Yeah.
During his entrance when he's walking out, doing his little I love that little strut he does. I started walking around like that at the when I dropped the kids off at school.
You should. You're Tom Lawler.
I did. I just said I already did.
Tomorrow, the debut of AAA on Fox in Mexico and Central America. It will also be streaming on YouTube if you guys want to watch the show. They've announced it's El Vikingo versus El Grande Americano in a AAA mega title eliminator. Flammer versus Lady Shanai non-title match for the
Reina de
Reinas champion. What are you talking about?
If I can't say
I'm just telling
you, Ice's catchphrase.
That's her name, though. Nino Ambergesa, La Parca, and Mr. Iguana versus Abismo Negro, Torus, and Hysteria. And there will be appearances by Mr. Iguana, Los Toxicas, Elijo de Dr. Wagner Jr., Omos, and Rey Mysterio has been announced for the show. He's going to kick off the television debut. 6 Pacific on Fox in Latin America, Mexico, and YouTube, and Facebook. So it's hard to miss that one. So an update on Persephone.
Did you see that, speaking of Facebook, that Meta entered into an agreement with the UFC to rename Apex?
The Meta Apex. Yeah.
I mean, what a great idea. Who wouldn't want to pump money into a
tiny building?
A place like the Apex that the fans absolutely love.
Yes. Persephone, I just wanted to clarify because I was told that I guess essentially what happened was There's stories that she chose to go to AEW over WWE. And, of course, the WWE side is not happy. They've made it clear they never talked to Persephone. Persephone has been under CMLL contract and has not been able to talk to WWE. And she chose to add the AEW contract and become a dual-contracted wrestler. But they wanted to make it clear that she did not choose. She did not choose them over us. We never had a chance to talk to her. And they were interested in her, like they were interested in a lot of people. But, you know, they officially cannot talk to anybody if they're under contract with somebody else. know what I'm saying? It's just the way it works. And then tryouts, WWE tryouts. So a couple of days ago, we talked about how, particularly the men, less so for the women, lots of indie workers in the latest round of WWE tryouts. And they have not had a lot of indie workers since 2022. They've been into the college athletes, the NIL deals, the whole shebang. But I was told...
Well, they did have that crop recently of guys like Mike D and Elio LaFlair.
Well, yeah. So
from Europe that are workers.
They have... they basically, apparently, they do this every now and then. Now they're into indie guys again. So essentially the idea is there are going to be several more tryouts in 2026. They are looking for independent wrestlers who can work, talk, and have a good presentation and are in great shape. So basically, if you want to get a WWE tryout, be an indie person and get in shape is basically what they're telling everybody. So,
well, they need to replenish developmental, do they not? I mean,
they
have a ton
they
of
need
people
workers.
Out. Yes. They yeah. need people who can guide these younger NIL guys that they have coming up. They can guide the guys coming up from LFG because they really don't have that right now. The guys that they do have that are veterans are at the top of the card in NXT, like Ricky Saints. But then you have, you know, guys like Andre Chase, and then no one else really fits that role.
Well, they've got others, but the fact Who? Is, like,
Sean Spears.
Yeah, Sean Spears is there, and I'd have to look at the.
So thing. We got two.
But anyway, the point is, yes, obviously, I think they've also learned that we have hired a ton of great athletes, including Olympians. And yes, some of them make it. Not nearly all of them. You've got to get some workers in there. You can keep hiring all your athletes. I mean, when they work out great, they work out great. But you also need some workers in there. All right, damn it. We'll talk TNA after the break. Observer Live.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back here on the air with you.
Was I really late?
It appears that way.
Wow. Hey, you know, I'll just prove I'd rather talk about anything than TNA. So, I used to have the garage matted. Okay, 8 mats or whatever. And then, you know, eventually we got the school, and then I didn't need the mats in the garage anymore. Plus, I wanted somewhere to park the car. So I stacked them up against the wall, you know, leaned a ladder against them. So anyway, I wake up this morning, and I think there's like 6 of them left because I brought 2 up into a room here. 6 of these mats and the ladder in the middle of the night. Just freaking fell over and landed on the car. Shattered.
What?
Shattered the windshield.
No way.
I have no idea how. I don't know if we had an earthquake or like what happened. I just woke up. I came down and I'm like, why are these mats against the car? And at first it didn't bother me because like, they're just mats. And I realized the ladder was leaning against the mats.
I mean, is it fair to say there was an impact?
Oh, there was an impact
at your house.
Right. And you know what? That impact is going to cost me $850. Hate that less than this show. This show was... We can't even say what it was really like because we can't swear on Sports Byline. It was at the Curtis Colwell Center. 2,700 fans at the show. These poor bastards. So anyway, we got a very dramatic opening video package, which obviously is not done by the deep-voiced fella from the early days of TNA, because you know that guy passed away? Sucks. He was really good. But they got a new guy, and he did a video history package, very dramatic. And then AJ Styles comes out, and I swear to God, the guy goes, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. We got some wrestling to do. That's what he said. He said this was the house AJ Styles built, bigger, badder, bolder. The fans of the TNA Nation got the
Had he
chance.
Ever wrestled at Curtis Colwell Center in the
I
past?
I highly doubt it. He probably showed up and was like, what? I got to say, too, you know, in the old days, they would run really small buildings, and they would make those buildings look packed. I mean, I swear to God, if you didn't know there were 2,700 people, you'd think there were a lot less. They did not shoot this well, and one of the reasons for it is at some point they said, we've got a lot of celebrities in attendance. Let's take a look at some of our social media influencers who are here. And for some reason, they sat them in an area where behind them are thousands of empty seats. I was like, why did you put these people here? The camera goes to them, and you just see rows of empty seats behind them. I was like, oh my God. Like, total amateur hour. It looked like the place was freaking empty. I mean, it kind of was, but I mean, 2,700? You know, AEW has run Collision at Curtis Colwell Center, and they usually draw like 18 to 21. TNA drew way better than those shows. But if you watch this show, it was like, it looked empty. So that sucked.
Isn't one of the ideas behind bringing in celebrities is to have people the public knows?
Yeah, you'd think
so. Who were these people?
I don't have any earthly idea. None. And of course,
and that's not where it ends. No graphic. It gets worse. It gets worse.
No graphics for any of these people. So then we had Elijah and the Hardys versus the Order 4. The only good thing on the show was the announcers actually calling him the Drifter. So they have this match. It goes immediately to commercial. They come back. Tasha Steelz gets in the ring right in front of the referee. This is not a DQ. She ends up on Ali's back, even though she's on his team.
Preposterous spot.
Jeff gives him a twist of fate, which causes her to bump, even though she just got a ride down. And then we have a six-way, and they I think they pinned Skylar. I mean, the match was fine for what it was, but we saw like 3 minutes of action if you exclude the commercial. And then Agent Zero wipes out the baby faces. Out come the Righteous. Dutch locks Jeff's giant ear hole gauge to handcuffs to the ring. It was like so disgusting. And they laid him out, and they said they'll win the tag titles on Saturday. At this point, the show was fine. It was like fine at this point. Okay? This guy goes, who's this Agent Zero? Dude, this Agent Zero is actually really talented.
Bill?
Yeah. What's it? He looks kind of like Big Bill. He's not as thick, but he's like, I think his he's name like is shredded. Bill. And he's like tall. And he's actually a really good worker. Yeah, I like this Agent Zero. Kazarian did a promo. Yeah,
Bill Collier. I was right.
AJ shows up.
Big Bill.
Kazarian goes, AJ, got anything to say to me tonight? Like maybe thank you for the house? And AJ smiles. Probably can't keep a straight face. But then he looks at the TNA title. Mm. Tease.
Was it?
This is when they showed celebrities in the crowd. And then Ryan Nemeth, a former tag team champion, interrupts. All of the nerds from some AMC show shove him. And he tries to jump the rail, crotches himself. One of the AMC guys chops him. He falls down. You could not make wrestling look like more of a clown show with a bunch of dorks in it. This segment sucked. God. Then we had clips of Ariana.
This more of a clown show than the Psycho Circus.
We had clips of Ariana turning on her father, Santino. They tell us Santino has not been the same since. Then Santino comes out. He's exactly the same. He's happy. He's goofy. He announces that we got a new debut. I can't afford to make a mistake. So the board has decided I could use a little assistance. This person is very professional. They bring out the former Sonya Deville, Daria Ray. She immediately turns heel. She buries Santino. She, like, ridicules him. I'm like, if you watch it, you think that he's being relieved of his duties. And then 20 minutes later, he's out making decisions again. I was just, like, baffled. She then says, my first order of business, after burying Santino and talking about how useless he is and how the board brought me in because you suck, is essentially what she said. Let me introduce Elena Black, who is the former Cora Jade. She literally came out and posed, and that was it. Then we got more talking. AJ's with Santana backstage, wishes him luck. They hug. We then have more talking. The personal concierge is in the ring. He's doing this promo with Perez Hilton. This
Why?
Is straight. Perez Hilton was far from the most, like, Perez Hilton brought more to the show than almost anybody, Tom. And didn't do anything. But anyway, this segment was straight out of 2002 Ohio Valley from the Davis Arena. It was so bad. They announced that they've got a new makeover here. This guy, Mr. Elegance, debuts. They show the big screen. A week ago, he was allegedly fat. Now he's fit. I'm like, I got to have the quarter hours for the show. Did anyone not leave during this segment? Did anyone stick around after this segment? Vince McMahon would have ridiculed this segment and went, no way we're putting this on TV. It's not happening.
Two people left after this next segment.
Yeah, we had the Inspiration versus the Elegance brand for the Knockouts tag titles. Inspiration apparently is leaving TNA. Says there's interest from elsewhere. I'm not sure where, but that's what they said. The match was a legitimate negative star match. What a way for the Inspiration to go out. Pretty much, I don't want to say nobody looked good, but they go immediately to a commercial. They come back. Somebody goes, I think Jesse goes for a cover. The concierge pulls her out right in front of the referee. The ref does nothing about it. Heather gets shoved off the top by Cassie. Mr. Elegance catches her. He then takes the referee. The baby faces slap him. The ref is then distracted by Heather just laying on the mat in the middle of a tag match. This allows the inspiration to beat up the concierge. But then Mr. Elegance chop blocks Cassie, M pins her, legitimate negative star match. No, it was not worse than Rebel and Shelley, but it was bad. Very, very bad. And Ash by Elegance, she's just there with them. They don't tell us anything about what's going on, but apparently she said that she is working to return. She had a legitimate medical issue, which was why she stepped away. She's trying to come back, but she's out there as a heel again. So something happened between the last pay-per-view and this pay-per-view. They didn't bother telling us. I have no idea what's going on with Ash, but she's back as a heel with her brand again.
Do you think AMC was happy with the product placement that they got on the booties?
Brutal.
Of the Elegance brand?
We had Stax and Ariana doing a promo backstage. She's happy that management hired Daria to screw over her father. We have a TNA injury report. Bunch of people are fake injured. We had an Indy Hartwell promo where the Elegance brand interrupted her. She goes to talk to Santino. Guess they'll be doing a tag or something. We had a Knockouts video package. And then Santino got more talking. Santino introduces Lei Ying Li, who comes out with Xia Brookside. They announced that Danny Luna could not compete due to a visa issue. There were many visa issues talked about. And I can tell you this. They said it about Leon Slater, too. I'm skeptical about Leon Slater because I think he's working SmackDown. He might not be. But I can tell you that 100% there were some visa issues with TNA. I don't know if every visa issue they claimed was actually a visa issue. This one may very well have been. Santino says Lei is going to be a fighting champion. She has signed a contract for an open challenge. And then utter silence. And finally, someone hits some music. Just watching everyone stand there in absolute silence awkwardly. And out comes Zarya and Sol Ruka. Sol cuts a promo and volunteers Zarya. And Zarya is so happy.
No, she wasn't at first.
She wasn't at first, but then she was. Then we got a Cedric Alexander segment here, which actually was kind of funny because Santino didn't want to say Joe Hendry's name because he would appear. And Cedric acted like he didn't know who Santino was talking about. And Santino finally goes, "Do you not watch the product?" And then he says his name and Cedric got a call from Hendry, so they'll be teaming up. System came out for a long promo.
Poor JDC.
They're trying to talk about JDC's last ever match, which is Saturday, and the fans are just giving him the what treatment. And this guy's trying to shut down the what treatment, and he's trying to like do a real promo. He's trying not to cry. Fans are chanting, "What?" Told Eddie he loved him like a brother. He says, "Either you pull the trigger or I do." I was like, I was dying. Then Carlos Silva comes out for more frickin' talking. He introduces Dixie Carter as this big surprise for you TNA fans. Guess who's here for tonight? It's Dixie Carter. They boo. They boo and boo and boo and boo. And she's trying to cut a babyface promo about how great the fans are, how great this place is. They boo. Then Bully comes out.
Are you sure they weren't saying, "That's my boo"?
Bully comes out. He stares down Dixie. The announcers say, "They had one of the most iconic and notorious moments years ago." And don't say anything else. I was like, I presume he put her through a table, but I don't frickin' remember. Like, you couldn't just tell us what happened? No, they can't. Dixie and Bully hug. And then Dixie comes out to do commentary for the main event, which we've already talked about.
Bully did commentary. Bully, I wish Dixie would have done
Bully
commentary.
Bully did commentary, yes. And Santana won the title. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, a lot of people don't like this AI, but let me tell you what it's good for. At least AI can tell me what in the hell happened with Dixie Carter and Bully Ray. Because a human couldn't do it.
Oh, let me guess. Bully Ray powerbombed her through a table from the top rope when he was in Aces and Eights.
Might be that. It just says Dixie
and
Bully.
She joined them, probably.
A major on-screen rivalry culminating Bully Ray powerbombing through a table in 2014, a spot that resulted in storyline back fractures for Carter, but was praised for its execution, leading to a tense year-long rivalry, years-long rivalry, that recently saw a surprising on-screen reunion with cheers and boos for Carter as Ray embraced her. You can watch the infamous table spot in this video. And they actually have a video on the Facebook. And she is, in fact, powerbombed off the top rope through a table. And I don't know if she was really hurt, but I wouldn't be surprised because the only person that went through the table was Bully Ray's ass. She actually missed the table and was smashed onto the canvas there. But that's what caused it, everybody. And now they've made up. So now you know! Hey, tonight is SmackDown. And this weekend I will be reviewing SmackDown and Collision on either one or two solo shows. And then Vinny and I will review, yes, we are gluttons for punishment. We are going to review the TNA Genesis pay-per-view on Sunday night's Brian and Vinny show. And Dave and I will also be back on Sunday. And we'll be reviewing Genesis and all of the other shows this weekend, including that AAA show, SmackDown, and all of the news.
I wholeheartedly hope that TNA improves upon the show.
You don't say? I got to watch it every week.
Not only that, but, you know, I want TNA to be good.
I want everything to be good. There's a lot of things we want. But we can't always get what we want, Tom, as you're well aware. And with that depressing note, we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.